Tammy's gonna
Recording in progress.
Sneak in.
Welcome to Planning Commission tonight for October 22nd. We're glad to have everybody here. We have six commissioners present. Commissioner Becker is absent. So we'll go ahead and get started. I've asked Commissioner Frisbee to give us an opening prayer.
Our Father in Heaven, we are grateful for the opportunity we have to meet as a Planning Commission to discuss the needs of our city and the things we can do to make it better. And we pray that will be with us and be able to have the insight and the inspiration we need to plan ahead for the way we want our community to develop, and that we'll be able to do so in a manner which will make it a great place for our residents and the people who live and work here. And we are grateful for our servicemen and women, our first responders, the sacrifice they make on our behalf. These things we say in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Item 3.1, approval of the minutes from October 8th. Any discussion or questions? I need a motion then. I
make a motion to accept the or approve the minutes from the meeting of October 8th.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Actually, second. You want to make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Yep. Approve the consent agenda would be good because that's all it is.
I can make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you. Second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor by yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Nope. Okay. We're good. Public forum. Those are staff. Those aren't public. So I see no public forum. Staff can talk later if they need to. You're up, Travis. This is a public hearing on the general plan amendment concerning water conservation that's required by the state. So,
The supplemental version is like Commissioner Beach.
What on is it?
The state required this as SB 110, so we have to add this into the general plan. So basically, we have to do certain water conservation things. I have sent this to the state. They gave a bunch of comments. We hurried and addressed those yesterday, and they sent me some more about an hour and a half ago, so I added those in. So what was in the packet has been changed multiple times, but a little bit. But we can go through this either as little or much as you want to, but in essence, what we have to do is we just have to demonstrate the state is requiring by 2030, we're supposed to reduce our water usage from like 220 gallons per person to like 179. Obviously, there's only a couple ways to do that. Meters are one, so that you actually pay for what you use, which we already have. The other one is obviously make the rate such that if they don't comply with that, that you charge them more, so they, in essence, are either paying more if they don't care, or they're going to conserve because they don't want to pay that. So
there's one other way, just turn the water off.
Well, that's true, but that's a little more difficult. I mean, we can, but that's kind of the thing. I mean, there are some steps in here. Obviously, we have adopted some policies that Central Utah has recommended for water-wise landscaping and some of those kind of issues. And there are some rebate programs if you want to flip your strip, if you meet certain requirements. Like I said, I won't go.
The flip your strip is not the only one. There's also rebates for smart controllers and low flow toilets as well.
Yep.
So,
like I said, there's a lot of stuff in here, but this kind of goes through some of our existing things that we're doing. We can encourage, obviously, you know, smart controllers in your garage for your sprinklers. Sensors that obviously if it rains that automatically shuts off your timer. We don't currently have a mandate that those go in on any new home, but that's something we can look at in the future if we're not seeing the conservation that we want. These are just some quick pictures of some of the areas. These are over kind of by the, most of them are over by the ball fields. They've flipped a little bit of some of the areas and turned them into either rock or rock and obviously some low water at landscaping. This one on the corner is a box culvert on 930 West we just refinished. So rather than put grass back in and have it not look good or anything, we put rock in. I think it looks really good. Let's get to a couple of these. This is a table really quick that just shows our current water sources in the drinking water system. So we currently, with all the wells, if we had them all on and the springs, we could do a little over 11,000 acre feet. But in efforts to try to say in a dry, really dry year, we could use about 9,000. So obviously that meets our demands right now. In the future, that won't quite meet our needs. So there's two options that we put in this report. One is we can obviously drill more wells, which affects the aquifer and the groundwater. So that's not always the greatest, but Central Utah also has plans to build a culinary drinking water treatment plant in the near future. They already own the land in Salem. So that is another source of water we can get. So it obviously everything we do costs money, but that's true. And then this one is just our pressurized irrigation system. It lists all the different sources that we currently have in our system. And then same thing there. There's a lower amount of 13,000 acre feet compared to the 18 plus thousand. And so the state wanted me to add in, well, what do you do to make up that? Well, right now, just so you know, like we use around 3,000 acre feet of our highline water. So obviously we're a long ways away from getting to 18,000 acre feet. So, and so we're good for definitely a long time. Maybe at build out, we might have some issues, but as the state recommends conservation, obviously that's something we'll just keep tracking and see if we need to do anything different with rates and stuff. But I think in the foreseeable future, we're definitely pretty good there. So that's kind of the cliff note version, unless you have any specific questions. Like we're just trying to meet our obligation and obviously have some good plans, and some ordinances will need to change over time too in the, you know, on the planning side, so that obviously we're restricting things that can be done. But that's also hard because the legislature also has laws that say we can't tell them what kind of landscape to put in. So I don't know how that's going to go. But yeah, so that's kind of where we're at. So
It's up to you guys whether you have any questions or not. The next step is, if we don't have any questions, is to open and have a public hearing, and then
you got a lot
officially close the public hearing. So
great. I'd love to propose that we open the public hearing.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor by yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. Public, do you want to say anything? Okay, so I need another motion.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second.
Thank you, Cameron.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor by yes?
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. So we need a recommendation.
I make a motion to approval of the amendment to the general plan document as presented today and edited as well when the state come telling them to do things before our meeting, as it has been presented to us and highlighted. I suggest that it go with positive approval and recommendation of the amendment.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion and a second by Commissioner Frisbee. All in favor by yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? That carries. That's the recommendation. Okay, we're to staff reports. The five staff that are here, do you want to report anything? Good. Think you're good? How about commissioners? Anything you want to say? Or
I just want to ask, because State Representative Welton was saying that there's some announcements that might be coming soon. Do we know when those announcements might be coming as far as exciting still news? Soon. Still soon?
That's a really good way to put that.
Okay.
Still soon.
Okay.
We got a little bit more information today that was basically, we're excited to tell you soon.
Okay. So Christmas is coming. That's fine.
Okay. If no other reports or anything.
Great. Then I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. I have a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Second it. All in favor by yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. Well, we are 12 minutes.
6:10.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, I got 10 on mine.
It's 6:10.
Okay, so did we break the record?
Yeah, you did break the record.
Yes. How's that?